Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, March 18th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. The Jesus film is being shown in a mosque in Indonesia. Evangecue becomes a tool of Rwanda's reconciliation, and Christians help revitalize Jamaican fishing villages. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Indonesia as March 26th is the deadline for non-essential foreign aid groups to leave. Many victims in Banda Aceh wonder what that means for their well-being. Strategic World Impact's Kevin Turner is there and says the government shouldn't be concerned about evangelical evangelism.
You have the 360-plus NGOs that are up here. Now, I hate to say this, but there certainly hasn't been an over-preaching of the gospel. I mean, people have been so far to the other extreme that a lot of people are actually afraid to say anything. To be honest with you, I'd rather be kicked out than just do humanitarian work and not preach the gospel.
Turner says their testimony is making a difference as Muslims are allowing them to show the Jesus film in a local mosque.
We actually have it set up on laptops, and we'll be showing it to select groups that want to view it. They asked us to distribute from the mosque, and they full well know we are followers of Jesus.
Next, the International Mission Board marks two tragic anniversaries this week. 1 year ago, anonymous gunmen attacked 5 Southern Baptist mission workers near Mosul. In 1980, more than 5,000 people died in a chemical attack by Saddam Hussein's regime, also in northern Iraq. This week, the IMB honors the service of their slain workers by not only participating in a week of prayer for the Kurds, but also continuing other projects aimed at bringing the gospel to them. You're listening to Mission Network News. Justice is slow in coming in the 1994 Rwandan massacre. The United Nations Tribunal this week sentenced an official to 6 years behind bars for his role in the genocide. However, reconciliation has made better progress over the last decade. Global Missions Fellowship's Nathan Sheets just returned from Evangecue training in Rwanda.
By going in and equipping Christians with Evangecues, both Hutus and Tutsis, they can now go out and tell their Rwandese brothers and sisters about Christ and the great reconciler. And I think that that would be the quickest and most perfectly restoring method.
Sheet says that the churches really took ownership of the project.
We trained close to 1,000 Rwandese with Evangecubes, and the churches went out and did evangelism after we left. The churches where we had done the training would still get their people together and go out and do evangelism. And one church saw 97 people come to Christ the next day, another one 60, another one 67.
Meanwhile, Jamaica's prime minister is calling for the removal of obstacles to eliminate poverty and disease. Leaders at the Caribbean Diaspora Conference are looking for ways to help the poor support themselves. Food for the Poor, Zanhila Loma, says that's at the heart of what they do. They've already launched a program that helps rebuild whole fishing villages.
We revitalize a whole community by buying them 4 larger boats with Yamaha motors on them. We built 2 sheds where we put freezers so that they can freeze some of their catch. And we have met with a tremendous success with this program.
Aloma says they also teach a trade to the young people. The project also partners with the local church, following Christ's model of teaching people to be fishers of men.
Maybe it's a little cliched by now, but it's so true. You know, you can give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, but you can teach him how to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime. And that's precisely what we're doing with God's help.
And finally, with less than 6% of young people in Australia attending church, Young Life Australia is launching a new program. It's called Crossing the Divide, which seeks to partner with churches to effectively connect young people to the local church. They hope to elevate youth church attendance by providing fun activities that build relationships to help make Jesus real to the teens they serve. Pray that this new program will reach many. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering a monthly church bulletin insert service featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for information. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.